Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Tell us, Jeffrey, how about a quarterback? Please.
Yesterday, we looked at one of the guys coming out in the draft, Cam Ward from Miami and from Washington State and the University of Incarnate Word,
yes,
going all the way back to the San Antonio days. Today, we're going to take a different approach. Today, we're looking at a guy who is a veteran free agent. I'm getting ready to hear, Dan, I want you to open your mic, and I want to hear what you have to say. Today, we're talking about a guy, type of guy that one team is going to end up signing and thinking this is our starting quarterback for next year. You ready?
DeShone Kizer.
The sixth overall pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, who turns 28 in May, Daniel Jones.
Ugh.
Oof. Now, keep in mind.
What?
The Browns need a starting quarterback, right? In theory, we think they need a starting quarterback. So do the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And the Las Vegas Raiders. Perhaps the Minnesota Vikings. They don't know who it is. Is it Darnold? Is it Daniel Jones? Is it J.J. McCarthy? They have options. Daniel's old team, the New York Giants, need a starting quarterback. The New York Jets need a starting quarterback. Is Aaron Rodgers going back there? I'd be surprised. The Pittsburgh Steelers might need a starting quarterback. So there's competition, and some of these guys are going to end up being signed to be somebody's starter next year. With that in mind, the Daniel Jones story is this. You might recall he was released by the Giants on November 22nd, signed to the Vikings practice squad. So he goes to the Kevin O'Connell Finishing School of Quarterbacks. We've resurrected the career of Sam Darnold. Daniel, come on in. Vikings signed him 5 days after he got cut by the Giants. Mm-hmm. He was signed to their active roster yesterday in Minnesota. Okay. And they waived Brett Rypien, their extra quarterback. Mm-hmm. So what does this do?
Makes
him eligible for the playoffs. And it also allows the Vikings to get a compensatory pick if he leaves through free agency this offseason. So they're just kind of playing it out, but they're, you know, he's sitting there. What are they going to do? Both Darnold and Jones are free agents. Darnold has played his way into money. So if the Vikings want to re-sign him, it's going to cost them money. If they're going to franchise tag him for 1 year, it's going to cost them money. Daniel Jones won't cost them money. He could end up as the starter in Minnesota next year for a while until J.J. McCarthy is ready to go, depending on the Darnold situation. We'll see how that plays out.
And the McCarthy situation.
And... well, yeah.
He's still got to get healthy.
Right. Here's this. Daniel Jones spent 6 years in New York with the Giants. If you want a bad place to be struggling as a quarterback, it's New York. You can ask Sam Darnold. You can ask Eli Manning from time to time. You can ask Daniel Jones. His best season in New York, and this is weird to me. Keep in mind, folks, when we're doing this quarterback thing here, we're not saying you should sign this guy. We're just going to provide information on these guys, and we can all make our own decisions and figure out who we want to get.
Okay, good. Don't sign him.
I think this is a real red flag on Daniel Jones. His best year was his rookie season. He threw 24 touchdown passes as a rookie, and then his next best was 24. His next best was several years later when he threw 15.
They won 9 games that year, though.
And the only time he went to the playoffs, and he won a playoff game against the Vikings and then got knocked out by the Eagles. So he does have a little playoff experience, and he won a game in the playoffs. He's real athletic, as we know. He rushed for over 700 yards in that year when they made the playoffs. I love Pro Football Reference. I love Pro Basketball Reference, all of those. One of my favorite things about it that is silly, and it's not the information I'm looking for, but they give possible nicknames for these guys that you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
They called Daniel Jones Vanilla Vic. Thought, okay, that's just ridiculous, and I love it. Anyhow, the Giants went 9-6-1 in that 2022 season. Is he a guy that you want in Cleveland? I would say no.
Backup?
Except for, well, I don't think he's going to be a backup.
Would you be okay, Dan, if he was a backup?
I
am too.
I honestly think he's going to be somebody's starting quarterback next year.
Somebody who's not going to the playoffs?
That team is going to be drafting Arch Manning.
Well, that might be the case, Dan. But would you guys agree? The Browns, Titans, Raiders, and Giants definitely need quarterbacks next year. All four of them. So where are you going to find four starting quarterbacks? It might be by resurrecting a guy like Daniel Jones for one of those teams. And the Browns are in a position that it doesn't have to be them if they like one of the guys coming out in the draft. If they don't, then Daniel Jones might be an option. So just keep that in mind. I think it's really...
Who are the three teams you said again? Browns, Giants, Vikings?
Browns, Titans.
Oh, Titans.
Raiders, Giants.
Probably throw the Jets in there, too.
Well, I think the Jets, I think the Steelers, although I think they'll decide on either Russ or Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I think they'll keep one or the other. And I think the Vikings. But the Vikings have clear options.
Correct.
I mean, J.J. McCarthy, I would think, is their clear option.
It's about health with him, though. Everything I've read is about health.
Exactly.
Is he going to be ready to go?
Exactly. Yeah. And because he had a setback.
Yeah.
And then he had to have another surgical procedure, but they expect him to be ready for the start of training camp. But we'll see. Mm. But, you know, do you franchise tag Sam Darnold? Keep him for a year? I probably would.
That would probably be what I would
do. I mean, they won 14 games. How do you let a guy walk out the door when he won 14 games? That would mean, I would think, Daniel Jones is not going back to Minnesota. And that would mean next year it's Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. And then the following year, maybe J.J. McCarthy's ready to go. But just keep this in mind. These are the types of guys.
What happens if the Vikings get shellacked by the Rams?
Well,
on Monday night,
they could decide. In Andy,
that feels like us.
If you're the Vikings, let me play this scenario for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've had Daniel Jones now since the end of November. If Sam Darnold is going to get franchise tag for what, 30, 35 mil?
Seems like a lot.
And they get shellacked in the playoffs. Are you going to think, you know, we're really happy with J.J., we drafted him to be the guy, we're not going to pay Sam that kind of money, we'll pay Daniel Jones to be that guy for four or five games while J.J. gets ready, and then we'll make the move? See, I think that's a real viable option for the Minnesota Vikings.
I also want somebody that can still win if J.J. isn't what we want J.J. to be.
And Daniel Jones could be that guy.
You can hand the reins over to him, but then... Now you're a year later and you're looking for another quarterback.
And this is a guy who's had starting experience. could some better quarterback coaching, perhaps, Kevin O'Connell, Kevin Stefanski, turn him into a better quarterback than he was in New York when he was catching so much grief and making so much money? Maybe, huh?
Yeah, I'm done with him. I've turned the page on him.
On who?
Daniel Jones, just so we know.
Yeah, Dable's pretty good about this stuff. And if Dable's like,
I get it completely.
Yeah.
But keep it in mind.
But you could talk me into him being a backup quarterback.
Wouldn't you think, though, of the veterans, and we're going to go over these guys, you know, leading up to free agency and the draft and everything else, of the veterans who are out there, isn't he probably top five of guys who you could bring in?
As far as experience, if you want to bring a guy in with experience that you might be able to trust,
able to coach up. The guy's like 6'5", like 230 pounds. He's a big, athletic guy.
Yeah, but he really likes throwing the ball to the other team.
It wasn't as bad as you think.
Only 47 times.
Bad.
It wasn't as bad as you think.
And he's got some
only
pretty,
7 times in 10 games this year.
Terrible throws in his back pockets.
I can't argue with that.
Especially on he's
never thrown more than 12 in a season.
Especially on a team that has Malik Nabers on it, where it's like, you're going to throw to him because he's awesome. And they still were borderline inept.
Not going to argue with you. I'm not singing his praises. I'm just telling you, be aware that this is the type of guy.
This is McLemore, right?
That some team is going to end up with.
Oh, no, this is dumpster dive.
Thrift Shop's an upgrade on this?
No, I think so.
Some team might have him starting next year. I'm just telling you.
From now on, we'll call these players McLemore, right? Anybody that's a Thrift Shop player is a McLemore. Okay?
Nate's in West Salem. Nate.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hang on. Before you start talking, can you just take us off speakerphone so we can hear? Thanks, man.
Yep, sorry.
That's no worries.
Hang on one second.
Totally understand.
You're on hold a long time.
I'm actually out in the pig barn fixing a door that is I'm on my headset. Give me one second. I can't figure this out.
In the pig barn, man, we are. We are number one in pig barns.
Somebody has to be.
I got to feel like we're the number one station in pig barns.
My room was frequently called a pigsty.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound great. Go.
Thank you, Nate.
Hey, absolutely. My number one thing is let's not trade down anymore, ever again. Our track record, and it goes prior to Barry being our GM, our track record for trading down is horrendous. And all I have to do is point to the 2014 draft and the 2011 draft, where we could have had both Mike Evans and Julio Jones, which we wouldn't have gotten one if we had already gotten the other, most likely. Mm-hmm. The Julio Jones trade is the real eye-opener. Six players were obtained from that trade, and all six players were out of the league within 3 years, and Julio Jones had like a 12-year career. It makes you look dumb when you think that you're smarter than everyone else, and it doesn't work out. Take the best player in the draft. At this point, we need to take a quarterback. Don't ask me who it is, but I am with Andy on this one. Don't take Sanders. I don't want to deal with Deion saying his son's not going to come play in Cleveland.
And I'm not taking him if he's saying that, but if Deion doesn't make any noise about that, and you know Sanders is the guy you deem to be the guy, I don't have any issues with his dad being Deion Sanders.
If Deion could come out ahead of time and say he's not going to give us any issues, then that'd be fine. But he'd almost have to sign off on it before we do it.
The problem is,
what if he's not playing? Then all of a sudden everyone's going to be like, oh, let's go find out what his dad thinks. And so, he should be playing. And then if his dad's not happy, then we got to listen. It's all circus stuff, man. I'm done. I've seen this before with Johnny Manziel. I'm done.
Well, it's the actual one that we saw before was with Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I don't need dad tweeting things. But, you know, if Deion can accept the fact that he may be, Sanders may be sitting behind a veteran quarterback for a little bit and just accept that that's going to be part of the process and that when his time will come, then, and he's not going to give us any issues, then I'm fine with that. But let's stop trading down. It hasn't worked for us, and it makes us look really dumb.
All right, Nate, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Back to the pigs.
That's pretty cool that we're on the pig farm. I like that. Thank you. That can't be easy.
You take your successes where you can get them.
I look at that. It's a real job, man. That seems hard to me.
What's the concept of a guy like Daniel Jones do for you, Browns fans? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan. The little look at quarterbacks, Andy, is something that I hate that we're doing. Because it means that you need a quarterback. Is there anybody on this team, and I'm not going to count Deshaun Watson because who knows what the deal is with his Achilles now. I'm going to work under the assumption until we're told differently that he's just off the books for this coming year. Until we're told differently, I'm assuming he's not going to be here. Is that fair?
Yeah, remember I asked that to Mary Kay. How do you approach this next year? And you have to approach it as Deshaun's not playing next year. That's how I think the front office is approaching this. We as of right now, the quarterback room is empty as far as I'm concerned. Even Dorian Thompson-Robinson, it's empty. There's no one in the quarterback room right now.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you.
Yeah.
Deshaun, we're assuming injury, non-factor next year. Okay, if that changes, combine that with the level of play, I would think we all think he's a non-factor for next year.
Mm-hmm.
You just said DTR.
Mm-hmm.
You see anything that made you think?
No.
He is under the rookie team-friendly contract for another couple of years.
Okay, so he's good then for the end of the
third quarterback. Could you make him your third quarterback?
Sure.
While you continue to try to develop him?
I just think the development, I just don't think it's working here.
Well, it's only been 2 years, and it hasn't been a whole lot of games. I haven't seen anything that makes me think, yep, we have something that you really are going to end up loving down the road. But I also will never close the book on a young guy who's trying to figure it out, because sometimes it takes a little while.
I respect you for being optimistic. I just don't see it.
I think that's realistic. I don't think it's optimistic.
It's optimistic to think that he should be on the roster for the next couple of years.
Because
you're going to tell me they can't get somebody in that can play better than he did in those situations.
I didn't say that. I don't, but I don't see him as anything more than the third quarterback right now.
Okay, then if that's the if that's where they stand, though, their job is to make every spot on this team. This is your front office that has to be at work. Their job is to upgrade every position every day. And I believe that there's got to be an upgrade on Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
For a third quarterback, you think there's an upgrade?
We had to use our third quarter. We've used 40 of them since 99.
No, I'm saying,
so
you think you can find a better third quarterback?
Maybe. I think Bailey Zappe would be a better third quarterback than Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
You know what? I agree with you.
Oh, I'm done. Hey, thanks. Good
night,
seeing
everybody.
You today. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor. Lifebank.org. See ya, Cleveland. See ya.
I agree with you. I think Bailey Zappe would be a better third quarterback. If there was one guy in this crew that I would bring back for sure, I would bring back Zappe and just put him there and see what you might be able to get. You know, can he be your third quarterback? Could he possibly be your backup quarterback? Guy threw a ton of footballs in college. I mean, he set records, but at a lower level.
Yep. In 17-game seasons, you better have a quarterback that knows how to play.
Are you even considering, and if not, why not, Jameis Winston?
Jeff, here's why. Because in the beginning
you didn't tell
season,
me yes or no.
No.
Okay.
Not, no.
You just said, here's why. Here's why what?
Here's why no.
Okay.
I don't think they were real thrilled going to him in the first place. And then Deshaun got hurt. You know, they weren't happy that he didn't execute the plays that they wanted him to execute, or at least attempt to execute the plays, even if a play broke down. I think that he became a – I think we were all hoping for Joe Flacco again. That didn't happen.
Well, he threw for 497 yards against Denver, and if you include the passes he threw to the Broncos, it was over six.
Yeah. If you weren't going to sit on Joe Flacco, you're not sitting on Jameis Winston.
The age difference is not the reason why?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Yeah. You want me to give you a thought on it?
I don't know. Are you going to agree with me or disagree with me?
I like Jameis.
I like him, too. I think he's fun.
I think
he makes the game fun.
I think he's fun. I also think the longer this went on, it was square peg, round hole.
Yeah.
And I say that for this reason. I don't know that, for instance, Flacco, Jacoby Brissett, much more of a Kevin Stefanski feel kind of guy, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I go back to one
Jacoby Brissett in particular.
Innocent little comment that was made by one certain member of the Browns who might happen to play left guard and be really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
After the game when Jameis, and I think it was the Pittsburgh game. It might have been one of the other games. Might have been the Baltimore game. I don't know. But I just remember the comment because Jameis was doing his thing, you know, getting everybody pumped up before the game. And somebody asked Joel Bitonio about that. And he said, you know, what was he saying? And Joel said, yeah, he had it going. Some of it was really out there. And I thought, wait a minute. All right. If your potential Hall of Fame left guard is thinking, yeah, that guy's out there, might not be the right fit. Might not be the right fit. And you know that pains me to say because I like Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what I really like. Is he showed that without the mistakes, the offense was okay if you had a guy who could throw the ball downfield. But he threw it downfield to, you know, the wrong guy too often. But he made the offense click. He made Jerry Jeudy's season. He made Cedric Tillman look viable. He really did.
Jeff,
I mean, when did Jerry Jeudy look really good other than when he was playing with Jameis Winston? When did Cedric Tillman look good when he wasn't playing with Jameis Winston? And that's why if it's not Jameis, then go find somebody else who can throw the ball downfield, you know, like Flacco, not for this year, but like Flacco did last year, like Jameis did this year at times, both of them hurt by interceptions. Joe's just didn't go into the end zone for the other team. But, well, at least not until the playoffs.
So let me give you these fun tidbits about the season. Our turnover differential was minus 22.
Where did that rank, Andy?
That would be number one, kids. or number 32.
There you go.
How you want to look at it.
Yeah.
It's just, by the way, we led the league in interceptions with 23. Tennessee had 21.
Yeah, and what did that get them?
The first pick in the draft.
Correct.
It is hard to look at some of these turnover stats. When you hear the coach say, it's on me, we got to take care of the football, well, they didn't.
So if you have a front office then that brought in Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. brought in Jacoby Brissett, who was solid but was 4-7. Now, Deshaun's one-loss record was better than that once he came back.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought in Joe Flacco, who was very good here, despite the interceptions. Who brought in Jameis, drafted DTR. Do you trust them to fill up that quarterback position group? You notice I try to avoid saying the R word. Yeah.
The room.
Do you trust them to fill up that position group?
Jeff, I'm not going to trust them on anything until I watch stuff play out next season. Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of trust in anything right now. I just don't. I don't know how any Browns fan. They won 3 games last year. What do you trust? You're sitting on the verge of the worst trade in the history of professional sports. You're right there. That's yours. You own it right now. So, and I thought Andrew kind of did own it in his press conference the other day. I did have some respect for him saying, you know, just this franchise is sideways right now.
Well, I don't think
they're that far from getting normal.
You would have sounded absolutely loony if you were Andrew Berry and you went out and you said, you know, we're anxious for Deshaun to come back and get healthy and get on the football field because we can't wait to see him play quarterback again.
No, it's really the first time that I've heard this organization really just kind of be like,
this hasn't worked yet.
We've moved on. I don't think they say that.
No, he didn't say that.
But that was the first time they've moved in that direction. Like,
they flat out said, this hasn't worked out very well yet.
Yeah, they weren't trying to sell you a gigantic bag of air.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct.
And I can't imagine that's an easy pill to swallow for anybody in that front office.
No, I would agree with that. But here's the same group of folks now, Andy, who haven't hit it out of the park when it comes to quarterbacks. Is that fair to say? I mean, they got lucky with Flacco. Right?
Oh.
I mean, they got lucky. And you could say they got lucky with good Jameis a couple of times. You know, the Pittsburgh win, swell. The Baltimore win, swell. The Denver loss, fun to watch. Lots of passing yards. It's just that you're going to have to find some guys who can play that position, and you're going to have to find more than one of them this offseason. And you're going to have to find 2 more guys. And they both have to be viable NFL quarterbacks, whether it be draft, free agency, trade. You know, pick the bottom of a roster. Find a guy you like on a team right now. Go Packers with Brett Favre.
Can we say this, and I'm not trying to be mean, but the best case scenario for this team is to bring in a veteran quarterback that can get them back up to a 500 level. Deshaun ends up on the PUP for the year. They bring in, and then they draft a quarterback. I don't need the pressure of a first-round quarterback. I don't. You have all those picks in the top 103.
You
right?
don't want drama, and you don't want pressure, huh?
No, I don't.
What do you want?
I want a winner.
Yeah, well. Sometimes you got to put up with pressure and drama.
I can live
that.
With the pressure. I don't need the drama. And they know how to bring in drama. They understand it. And they know how to avoid it, too.
Well, that they probably do.
And I don't know how you could ever want to go through that headache again.
Yep. Sports Illustrated put out a list.
A list?
Best moves by every NFL team in the last year.
Punter.
Their move on the Browns might stun you.
Rex Unahara?
Next on Baskin and Phelps.